Layering part two. Each activity can be layered. Before you move a student to the next layer, they must be able to do it 9 out of 10 times. So consistency is almost always an activity that can be included with the other activities for any particular topic. In other words, they do it one time out of, they can do it 1 time out of 10, 2 times out of 10, 3 times, etc. You know, that's an activity unto itself. So each activity has many layers. There's the isolated skill itself, like for example, slides. You know, you have one fret slide, 2 fret slides, etc. Those are the layers on that. And then you have consistency. And then another activity could be backslides. Each of these has its own sets of layers. Could be a appoggiatura slide. Like, for example, on an F chord, an appoggiatura slide would be your first slide to C, and then your second slide to G, and then immediately go to F. You can also combine any of these in different combinations of these activities, that is. You could do a year's worth of lesson content on just slides alone. Another activity could be integration, like slides with bends, or slide with arpeggios. In other words, like slide to 3, then slide to 5, slide to 1, then slide to 3, then slide to 5, etc. You could combine it with rhythm, ear training, songwriting, etc. And each of these have many possible activities. It never ends. Always start with the isolated skill first. The more you write these out, the more you're mentally prepared. And this is the real gold for the entire course. And you're set for life when it comes to layering group classes. So page 45, an example would be training class on chords. The topic is switching between chords. Activity set one would be basic open chords. And the layers would be like 3-string chords, 4-string chords, 5-string chords, 6-string chords, bar chords, open string chords, like different voicings a la Hess Book 1. Set 2 could be integrating with the strumming. Set 3 could be integrating with picking patterns. Set 4 could be inversions. Set 5 could be voice leading. Set 6 could be chord melody. Simple ones like Mary Had a Little Lamb. The layers could be reharmonizing it, etc. As a point of distinction, in instructional classes you explain the concepts, but in you don't do that during training classes. And guitars, no one's playing while you're explaining. An example, teaching voice leading. Strip it down to teaching the principle so that beginners can play it, like the top 3 strings, 0, 1, 0, and then 7, 8, 7, like C to G, but it's not smooth. But instead, you could go 0, 1, 0 to 0, 0, 3. That's much smoother. So you can explain this in 1 minute and then go right into layers. However, it's way easier if you make them really want to learn it first. In other words, you play 2 chords with voice leading and then let them hear it before you even tell them what it is. Sell it first. Make them want to do it. The intermediate people, for example, they can take C, E, and G. Take the string that has the E note and find the G, and take the C and move it up to E, and then now they're discovering inversions for themselves. And advanced people can do a different sets of strings, for example. It's not hard to explain, and it's not hard to layer. Evaluating classes, use page 53 to 56 as the scorecard. Class 1 was on bending, the string bend interval check, like half step bend, perfectly in tune. So like half step, whole step, and minor third bends. Some of the things that came out of that is give a context, like a key, so they can jam along with it and get more advanced people started first. Next class was a rhythm class. He wrote 9 different rhythms in stick notation with increasing difficulty, which was great overall. He said, if I'm moving too fast, just stay on number 1, even if it's for the whole hour. Class 3 had rhythmic endurance. 2 rhythms. You choose the tempo of the fastest you can go with 16ths, and then you can combine 16ths and 8ths, or 30 seconds and 16ths, so that you can rest in between, and it's building up your rhythmic endurance. The mistake was he gave them a tempo, which didn't quite fit with some students. It would be better to give them their own tempo, and they didn't know whether to play or listen sometimes. So the teacher must make it clear, even if it's by saying, I'm going to talk to you while you continue to play. You know, then tell, you know, in other words, just tell everybody exactly what to do.